This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. I am back with my next guest, Lori Lee. Wow, what a book she has written. I tell you, she's an amazing author. I am so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper, Lori Lee. Lori, your new book, I think, is amazing. It is just amazing. It is called Pahua. Am I pronouncing it the right way?
Well, first, thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, you know, I just got such a kick out of this book. I started reading it, and when I started reading it, I thought, oh, this is so funny. Most people don't, you know, we don't know sort of all the mythologies of all the world, and we've sort of concentrated a lot on Ireland, so we're all familiar with leprechauns. But I found your character so funny, so cute. I thought, oh my goodness, this is delightful. So you have to tell us about this the book and how you got into it. Just tell us about some of these characters you've written. I think they are delightful. I'm gonna particularly, oh well, I'll tell you which one I really love, but you go ahead and tell us about how you came out with this book.
Thank you. So Pahua and the Soul Stealer is about an 11-year-old girl who can see spirits, and not just the ghostly human kind, but she can see nature spirits and she can see animal spirits. Her best friend is a talking cat spirit named Me, which is the Hmong word for cat. And then this ability leads to her accidentally unleashing a ghost from her local haunted bridge. And what happens is the spirit steals her brother's soul. And so she has to venture into the spirit realm to find her brother and bring him back.
Well, explain about the Hmong people. Most people don't know about them. And I have to spell it. It's H-M-O-N-G. Explain what that means.
Sure. So the Hmong people are an ethnic minority, which is originated from southern China, and which has migrated throughout southeast China and the world, because I'm from Wisconsin. And probably the most famous Hmong person right now is Sunisa Lee, who just won gold at the Olympics.
Yeah.
This summer. Yeah. So that's pretty exciting that, you know, she's kind of bringing more of a spotlight on Hmong culture and Hmong ethnicity. So basically, in the Hmong culture, traditionally, there is the belief that if you fall gravely ill, it could be due to contact with an evil spirit or your soul having become lost from your body. And so in those cases, a shaman would be called, and they would perform rituals, figure out what's going on. In some cases, they would travel into the spirit realm to retrieve your spirit and bring it back. And so that became the premise for Pahua.
The name of the book, Pahua and the Soul Stealer. You have written a character who is so, just so relatable. And I was thinking, you know, of course, this is supposed to be for middle grade, but I'll tell you, adults will enjoy this book. I got such a kick out of it. There were just so many things. And as you said, all of the characters that you've created, well, I guess they're real, real in the term of mythology. Now, were you raised on that mythology? Did you know about it when you were young, or how did you get involved with it?
Yes, I am Hmong, so I was raised within that culture, although I did spend a lot of time as a kid, unfortunately, like distancing myself from my culture for a lot of...
Well, yeah, that's what happens so often. I come from a farm family and a different background too, and I didn't want anything to do with it at the time. You know, I didn't want to speak the language. I didn't want to know anything. Later on, I realized, my goodness, what an opportunity I missed. So now you can relate to it and understand it, and it's great that you're bringing it to the world, and of course, sort of reinforcing among the Hmong people that yeah, this is pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, I hope a lot of kids, you know, who are, especially Hmong American kids who grew up, you know, who've assimilated quite a bit into an American culture, like, you know, want to reconnect with their roots.
Yeah, well, you know, it's important. It's a wonderful gift that you're giving to people. And of course, I saw that you dedicated the book partly to your mom. And there were so many things in this book I loved. the little brother. I love when you talk about the little brother. Little brothers can be annoying. Yes. And I had a little brother, so I relate to that. Well, tell us about the cat and tell us about the fire.
The fire demon, there's the heart spirit?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so me, which is her best friend, the cat spirit, he is just, he's sort of the character who is a foil to Pahoa, who's the main character, because she's a little shy, she's a little introverted, she sort of needs a kick in the butt to, you know, to come out of her shell a little bit. She's the reluctant hero. So me is her best friend, and he's the kind of friend who will just tell you like it is. He doesn't sugarcoat. He's going to tell you when you're doing something ridiculous or idiotic, but he's also going to have your back. So he's that, you know, he's a cat. So that is, you know, his personality. And then the hearth spirit, that is a guardian house spirit, which in the Hmong culture, typically you boot, the hearth spirit, you know, it protects the home from evil spirits, and it sort of exists in conjunction with a bunch of other similar house spirits. Like, for example, there is a door spirit, and that sort of spirit guards the home, you know, it protects the home from anything evil entering. It allows positive energy in, and it blocks negative energy. And it's similar with the hearth spirit.
Well, tell us about how you got together with Rick and about his process, too, of encouraging authors to write about their mythology.
As I understand it, Rick was given the opportunity to have an imprint at Disney, which is his publisher, and he decided to, you know, create this imprint, Rick Riordan Presents, which highlights different cultures and different mythologies from around the world told by authors who are from those cultures. So when it was first announced several years ago, I thought immediately it would be so cool to write for this imprint. But I didn't write middle grade at that time. I write primarily young adult, which is a slightly older audience. But I thought if I ever wrote in middle grade, I would just love to write for Rick Riordan Presents. And it's really just a lot of things lining up and Providence and Rick being so great. And of course, you know, me finding the right book. Well, all the stars aligned, and they actually loved the story that I pitched them.
I think it's a great story. What I like about it is it's very intelligent. You're an intelligent writer. You use big words. I mean, you're not shy about using, you know, sometimes words that might be new to readers, but that's how they learn. If you dumb it down too much, it doesn't make a book interesting. So that's why I found your writing very interesting, a lot of fun to read.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like, especially writing for that younger audience, you want to respect their intelligence because they're kids, but they're also extremely, you know, intuitive, and they pick up a lot more than what we give them credit for.
Well, I think they're going to love this story because, as you said, you know, she's a little bit shy, and so many kids are, and they're reading and they're thinking, you know, everybody's going to be that I'm you know, not important. I'm shy. I don't get out there and talk to people. But here she is. She's shy. But boy, oh boy, when she gets into action, we have some pretty it gets pretty exciting.
Yeah, she's a reluctant hero. She's not really, you know, she doesn't see herself as a hero. But her brother is, you know, stolen, and she is technically at fault. So she takes it upon herself to, you know, go and save him and do what needs to be done. And she learns, you know, she has to learn a long way that there's just different ways to be a hero. Like, being a hero isn't necessarily charging into battle with your sword drawn. You know, it's just the little things, the little braveries.
Well, that's why I related to it, because I was thinking, as I was reading, I was thinking of my little brother, and I love that, eating the cereal, and my brother used to eat like that. I had names for him, little slobby kid, but you know, you love your little brothers. You know, you're gonna get out there, and if they're in trouble, you're gonna help them, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. As much as they annoy you, I mean, they're yours.
They're yours to protect and to love. And I think that's also a wonderful thing. When some kid is reading this, they're going to be able to relate to this because they have it in their own families and they understand it. And I just, right across the board, the storyline is great. The writing is terrific, really terrific. I think it's one of the best middle grade books I've read ever. I mean, it's really that good. I was just enchanted with it. I'm thinking to myself, I know it's middle grade, but in this time sort of where everybody's very nervous and very on edge, a book like this can really be a relief. You read it and you feel good about it. You feel good and hopeful about people in general. You say, yeah, there's good people out there and we can make a difference just by thinking about that. And then the extra bonus of learning about a new culture that we don't know about, I think will also help a lot with understanding people, you know, who don't understand anything about Hmong culture. I think it really will help.
Yeah, I really hope so. What I hope for Pahua is that even dressed up, you know, with in the Hmong culture and all these unfamiliar words and settings and all that stuff, that there is still that underscore of familiarity. What I mean by that is, like, Pahua goes on this incredible journey through a spirit realm, you know, with wind spirits and dragons and flying horses, but the themes of family and friendship bind it all together. And at the heart of the story, there is this kid dealing with a broken family, dealing with issues of identity, figuring out who she is and learning to accept herself. And it's the kind of story that, you know, underneath the fantastical setting and the cast of spirits and shamans, it's a story every kid who's ever felt too weird or too different to fit in will recognize.
Exactly. It's just beautifully written. And I want to thank Disney and Rick Riordan for sending this book to me. It's been a thrill for me to read it. And I know that for all of you out there, if you have a child in your life, get this book for them. And if you don't have a child in your life, this is an absolutely perfect book to send to one of the children's hospitals near you, or to Shriners, or to St. Jude's, because the children in hospitals need books. Just take a minute, go on to Barnes Noble or Amazon and send it as a gift, because this is a book that any kid in a hospital would just, they will be thrilled with it.
Oh, thank you. That is so lovely. And to be honest, I mean, although it is for ages 8 to 12, I subscribe to the belief that you never outgrow children's books. Those books stay with you forever, and so why not keep reading them?
Exactly. I keep reading Helen Cresswell's The Bagthorpes. I read them practically every month because they make me happy. And if a book makes you happy, who cares? So Lori M. Lee, because there's probably lots of Lori Lees out there. Do you have a website you want people to go to?
Yes, it is simply LoriMLee.com.
And Lori is spelled with a L-O-R-I. You're a terrific writer. Really, you're at the top of your game because you are such a fantastic writer.
God.
People can find you there, and I'm sure you're also on Facebook and Twitter and all of that stuff, right?
I am, yes. I'm mostly on Twitter, which is at LoriMLee.
Okay, and I'm sure Lori would love to hear from you if you read this book or if you send it to a kid in a hospital. Oh, wow, wouldn't that be nice? And let Lori know, okay?
Yes, please do.
Lori, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. It was a joy to talk to you.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.